High achievers are often the most insecure people. We want to prove ourselves. We want people to love us. We think if we just do a certain amount of work, if we work harder, if we achieve more, if we get more in the bank account, then everybody will like me and love me. And we try to prove our worth by what we do. As long as you confuse your worth with your work, you're going to be stressed out.
In order to know the purpose or function of something, whether it's a new device or tool, some sort of gadget or whatever, you need to look at the instruction manual. Even better, you should seek out the designer or the maker of the object in question. After all, who knows more about it than the one who created it? Hello, and welcome again to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue in our series called The Life You Were Meant to Live. In this series, Pastor Rick Warren will help you discover in the Scriptures what God had in mind for your life when He, quite literally, invented you. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a life-changing tool that will show you how to re-energize your spiritual life in ways you may have never dreamed possible. To find out more, go to PastorRick.com right now while you listen to today's broadcast, or just text the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Slowing Down.
This week I received a little mailer in the mail, which is where you normally receive mailers. And it was an ad for the delivery of home groceries. And what it was warmly addressed to time-pressed family. Well, now, folks, it's obvious that the pace of life is getting faster and faster. Would you agree with that? Listen to this. McDonald's now offers a fast track to get your burgers. I'm not kidding. You can actually sign up with a credit account with them, and they'll give you a little transponder so that when you go through, it automatically bills your account. And get this, you can save. It shaves 8 to 10 seconds off getting your burger. Now that is a serious savings of time, I tell you. All you have to do is get on the freeway to figure out real quickly that a lot of people are willing to risk life and limb just to save a few precious seconds. Everybody's in a hurry, and everybody is multitasking today. I read this week that the sale of frozen juices, orange juice and stuff like that, is declining because people don't want to wait for it to thaw out. Serious, that they're now buying the pre-mixed juice instead because they don't want to wait to have to mix it and stuff. They just want it instantly. Yesterday I read from a USA Today article, today people are souped up, stressed out, and overscheduled. In this brave new world, boundaries between work and family are disappearing. Everyone is mobile, and every moment of the day is scheduled. With daycare, school, after-school activities, and 10 to 12-hour workdays. This pressure cooker lifestyle is so rare that anthropologists are now studying it to see how it will affect us. Well, I can tell them in advance. The Bible is very clear about how hurry and busyness and a frantic pace affects your life. I've written four of the results there on your outline. Tom's going to come and talk about that.
We all know what happens to us when we get hurt, when life goes faster and faster, but if you're like me, you don't take time to think about it because life is going faster and faster. So let's take just a minute this morning to think about what are the effects of a hurried lifestyle? What does it do to us? Number one, when I get more and more hurried, I feel more stress. I feel the stress in my life in a greater and greater way. It's not just accepted anymore that we have stress. It is something more and more that is becoming something we feel and that we know it's not supposed to be this way. I wasn't made to live this way. One of the reasons we feel more and more stress when we get more and more hurried is this verse from Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 6. I had no time to care for myself. You don't even have any time to care for yourself, the things that are going on in your life, in your home. Of course, the stress piles up. As the schedule fills up, the dishes pile up. And the only time your car gets washed is when it's raining. That kind of a thing in life. And so, of course, you're more and more stressed in life because of the hurry of life. When life gets hurried, I also lose my joy. Joy just goes right out the window. The faster you move in life, the less time you have to enjoy the life that God has given to you. Look at this verse from the book of Job. See if you can relate to this. My days go by faster than a runner. They fly away without my seeing any joy. When was the last time you felt genuine joy in your life? Sometimes we're running so fast, we can't feel it. Sometimes we're so serious about life, we don't take time to feel the joy. I know some people say things like, well, we shouldn't rest. The devil never takes time to rest. Since when was the devil your model anyway? God took time to rest. God took time to enjoy what he'd made, and he teaches us to enjoy the things that he's made. When I get too hurried in life, believe it or not, I am less productive. This might be a surprise to some of you. You think the faster I go, the more I get done, but the truth is, the faster you go, the less productive you become. All creative people know this, that if you run too fast, it's the law of diminishing returns. You can't think anymore. You can't create anymore. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5 says, careful planning puts you ahead in the long run. Hurry and scurry puts you further behind. You ever feel like that? The faster I go, the further behind I get. That's many of us feel that way in life because of the hurry that's a part of our lives. God didn't make you to be the Energizer Bunny where you keep on going and going and going. He made you to be the kind of person who needs that recharging time in life. You cannot keep charging without recharging. You need the times of life to say, I need to get creative again. I need to rest again. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 2 says, a person in a hurry makes mistakes. You find yourself making more and more mistakes, you're being less and less productive, it's because you're in a hurry. What happens when we're too hurried? Number 4, I can't hear God. I just can't hear God. Would you read with me Psalm chapter 46, verse 10. Let's read that verse together. Just wait a minute. Let's just slow down for a minute here. Not rush into this. Take a moment and read this slowly. Be still and know that I am God. When was the last time you took time to do that? Just to be still. You see, sometimes God's trying to get a message through to us, but all the circuits are busy, and we can't hear it. When was the last time you took time to be still so God could tell you what he really wants to tell you? I love you. I care about you. I heard about what you're going through. I have a plan for this situation. Sometimes we're so busy, we can't hear the most important thing to hear in life. And so, because of these effects that stress has on us, and because all of us have felt these things, every one of us in this room, we're going to talk together about, during this series, how can you and I begin to have a dramatic life change of beginning to slow down. And we're going to talk today about 4 principles that spell out the word slow.
The S in slow stands for stop the constant push for more. Stop the constant push for more. Now, if you are serious about bringing balance and health to your lifestyle, you're going to have to deal honestly with your motivations and your values. You're going to have to take an internal look at what drives you. What motivates you? Because everything else is superficial until you deal with your motives and your values. You stop the constant push for more. What is it that drives you to keep pushing for more? Why must you always have more achievement in your career? More money in your bank, more activities in your schedule, more experiences and thrills and pleasures. What is it that drives you to have more, more, and more? You need to ask that question. Now, what we're talking about here is ambition. And there's nothing wrong with ambition. Ambition is a good thing. It's how everything gets done in the world. Everything, whether good or bad, had somebody with some ambition behind it. And God gives you ambition. God wires you up to be ambitious in certain areas. But not all ambition is good. And ambition out of control. Ambition without boundaries. Ambition for the wrong motivations or values is probably the most destructive thing in the universe. It destroys lives, it destroys families, it destroys marriages, it can destroy countries when a dictator becomes overly ambitious. Not everybody who is a high achiever should be admired. they may be achieving for all kinds of unhealthy or wrong motives. Ambition can be driven by guilt. Ambition can be driven by resentment. Ambition can be driven by fear. Ambition can be driven by revenge. It can be driven by ego. It can be driven by pride. It can be driven by, well, I'll show them. I'm going to show my parents. I'm going to show that teacher who said I'd never amount to anything. I'm going to show my brother and sister. It can be driven by anger. Not all ambition is good. Now, I've talked to thousands of people, and I've discovered that the primary motivation behind high achievers is insecurity. Insecurity. High achievers are often the most insecure people.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. And while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000.
It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthy you may eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You'll run out of gas. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do that is with God's Word. That's why we've put together an incredible new tool called Re-Energize Your Life. In this first-of-its-kind guide created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you will learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. Step by step, you will begin a journey of restoration and renewal. It's a hands-on guide you take at your own pace. No need to rush. In fact, we encourage you to stop and linger where you want to spend more time. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. You'll learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. Not only will you discover how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. You'll have time to reflect and celebrate your progress as you take steps toward getting ready to be used by God. This brand new, high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with full-color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't let your inner man or inner woman settle for a spiritually bland existence. Reach for more with this brand new tool called Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the book, Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours, or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Rick.
High achievers are often the most insecure people. We want to prove ourselves. We want people to love us. We think if we just do a certain amount of work, if we work harder, if we achieve more, if we get more in the bank account, then everybody will like me and love me. And we try to prove our worth by what we do. Now, if you don't get anything else I say, get this today. As long as you confuse your worth with your work, you're going to be stressed out. As long as you confuse your worth and your work, which have nothing to do with each other, you are worthwhile because God made you, Jesus loves you, and He died for you. And you are valuable as a very human being. But when you confuse worth and work, you'll always be trying to do more, always trying to prove more, always be in a hurry, always being frantic, always trying to, never satisfied. You see, the starting point in slowing down the pace of your life is not clear your schedule. That's a superficial band-aid approach because you can always find replacement activities very quickly. You could go home today and clear the decks for the next 3 months. Say, I'm just going to clear all the activities. And they would fill up very, very quickly again. It'll come right back in. because you haven't dealt with the root issue of why are you so driven? Why do you take on more than you really need to take on in life? More business, more clients, more whatever. Why do you do that? When it's, you know, harming you emotionally and physically and spiritually and all these other ways. The starting point to getting balance in your life is not to clear the decks. The starting point is to become content with who you are and what you have. And until you do that, become content with who you are and what you have, you will always be driven to take on more. So you have to stop that constant push. Notice what the Bible says. In the Old Testament, Ecclesiastes 4:6, it is better to have only a little with peace of mind than to be busy all the time. You need to ask yourself a very frank question. Will having more make me more happy? Will doing more make me more happy? Will having more activities make me more happy? And the answer is no, it will not. If you are not happy with what you have today, you're not going to be happy with what you get tomorrow, because today you're not happy with what you were striving for yesterday. Boy, that's deep. If you're not happy with your circumstances now, believe me, you're never, because you know what? You're never going to have perfect circumstances. Will having more make me more happy? No, it will not. So it's better to have less with peace of mind than to be busy all the time. Another key, by the way, to stopping the constant push is to stop comparing yourself. Because every time you compare yourself to somebody else, you become discontent. Comparing and contentment are mortal enemies of each other. You look around and say, well, look what they got. Look what they're doing. Look what that guy's done. And you look at people in your own profession, of course. You say, well, look what they've achieved. And comparing ruins contentment. On the other hand, when you're content, you don't compare. Proverbs 14:30. Let's read this verse aloud together. A relaxed attitude lengthens a man's life. Jealousy rots it away. Circle the word relaxed and circle the word jealousy. Because you cannot be relaxed and jealous at the same time. You cannot be relaxed and envious. You cannot be relaxed and being in a comparing mode, a competitive comparing mode at the same time. You have to stop the constant push for more. Tom's going to talk about the next one.
The second thing you need to do to slow down, I need to do to slow down, is learn to say no. You already knew that one. Learn to say no. That is a $10,000 time management seminar in two letters, N-O, that ability to say no. You remember the anti-drug motto, just say no? A lot of us are addicted to speed. Not the drug, the lifestyle. We're addicted to the adrenaline that it produces. We're addicted to the lifestyle of going faster and faster and how important it makes us feel. And we have to learn in our lives to just say no. That just because I could do it doesn't mean I should do it. Just because I could do that doesn't mean I should do that. There are times when I have to just say no.
One of the things you could do in learning to say no is to consider an activity diet. You know what a regular diet is? You know, you limit your intake of food. In an activity diet, you intentionally limit your intake of activities. And so there are several things you could do. For one thing, you could try taking off your watch for a full 24 hours. What would that do? Could you live without your watch for one day and just put it away on a day off, say, I'm not going to look at my watch? And then do intentional things that cause you to slow down. You got to go to the grocery store, park the furthest distance away in the parking lot, and walk in real slowly. And then after you get all your groceries, choose the longest line. Yeah, you know, just choose the longest line just to slow down. And you know, you look around and be real self-righteous and go, look at all these people in a hurry. And you're sitting there, stop and smell the roses. Read the National Enquirer. You know, just take it easy. Chill out. Try an activity diet. Try an intentional slowing down of your life. Now the O in slow stands for obey the fourth commandment.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Pastor Rick will be back in a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthfully you may eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You'll run out of gas. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do this is with God's Word. That's why we put together an incredible new tool called Re-Energize Your Life. In this first-of-its-kind guide created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you'll learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. Step by step, you'll begin a journey of restoration and renewal. It's a hands-on guide you'll take at your own pace. No need to rush. In fact, we encourage you to stop and linger where you want to spend more time. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. You'll learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. Not only will you learn how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. You'll have time to reflect and celebrate your progress as you take steps toward getting ready to be used by God. This brand new, high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed full of color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't let your inner man or inner woman settle for a spiritually bland existence. Reach for more with this brand new tool called Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the book Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours, or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
Did you know that there are people listening to Daily Hope broadcasts and following our message all over the world? Here's an example of an email from a listener that just came in from Brazil. He says, "Hi, Rick. My name is Marcelo, and I'm from Sao Paulo, Brazil. Every day I listen to Daily Hope on my way to work. And God has used your life to speak His truth into my life. Today I'll be speaking to a group of retail leaders from all over Brazil about living a life of integrity. Hope you won't mind, but I've translated a lot from your message, Living a Life of Integrity, to share with this group. That message touched me so much that I felt the need to share it with others." Well, that's so great, Marcelo. I'm so proud of you. You're being a light for Jesus Christ in His workplace. You're sharing a message of hope with business people. That is just fantastic. Now, I want to say everybody can do the same thing. It doesn't matter where you work. You can share the message of Daily Hope or any of these Daily Hope messages with your coworkers and your friends, and I want to encourage you to do that. And when you do, let me know about it. Be sure to write me and tell me your story, just like Marcelo did. Email me today, rick@pastorrick.com. Thanks for listening today, and please remember to join me next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.
Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Rick Warren, author of The Purpose-Driven Life, The Purpose-Driven Church, and pastor of Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California. If you're a church leader or you're a pastor, I want to invite you to come spend 4 days with me, October 11, 12, 13, and 14. Come join me at the Lake Forest campus for 4 days. I'm going to be teaching Purpose-Driven Essentials, the basic training that has trained almost 500,000 church leaders around the world in 164 countries. Come and join us. This is the conference that has literally started tens of thousands of new churches and revitalized hundreds of thousands of churches. Space is limited, so I encourage you to register now at pd.church. pd.church. Hope to see you October 11 to 14.
The Purpose-Driven Conference is back. get ready for renewal for you, your congregation, and your city. Register at pd.church. That's pd.church.